Welcome to the Mantra Podcast. My name is Johanna Hector, and I'm excited to immerse myself with you in the world of the highest words and sounds. Although I've been practicing and facilitating yoga for a long time, I only discovered the power and beauty of mantras a few years ago. With my inspiring guests, I'd like to introduce you to their diverse meanings, effects, and sounds. Enjoy listening and chanting along.
Candy Gable is a vocal coach, doula, and singer-songwriter. She has been singing for over 30 years and has been teaching people of all singing experiences for the past 10 years. She guides people on their singing journey to release the voice to its utmost potential. She believes that when we expand the possibilities of the voice, we expand the possibilities of our own lives as well. Welcome, Candy, to the Mantra Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Good to see you and hear you.
Wonderful. Yeah, let's start right away with my first question, which is, what inspires or moves you these days?
Beautiful question. I'm feeling very inspired by stories, and stories are also songs, and how they're woven into our lives. And the stories that we tell ourselves, the stories that we hear, and how we can change those stories. We're living in such a time of information with everything at our fingertips. And so I think it's also important to be very, being very choosy of the stories that you choose to tell, the stories that you choose to listen to and embody. But I'm feeling, yes, very moved by the stories of that are just continuously weaving through our lives as a collective society, humanity, mm-hmm. but also our own lives. And it's definitely showing up in my work in so many different ways, whether it's my singer-songwriter work, the work that I do with pregnancy and also postnatal, as well as, you know, the majority of my work is with open voice, with the holistic singing. And there's stories that are expansive and stories that are limiting, and I just am feeling really interested and inspired by this part of humanity at the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Actually, our whole life consists of stories, right? Like stories we tell ourselves, we tell each other, how we make sense of life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, maybe would you like to also add something about yourself, like after the introduction I gave about you?
Yes, which thank you for that introduction. So beautiful. I guess a little bit more about me is, I'm living at the moment in Berlin for about 7 years. And I originally come from the United States. Pennsylvania is where my family is. It's beautiful to be here in Germany. And also when I going back to the story and stories is my family comes from here, but a very long time ago. So we're talking about 200 years, 250 years. They immigrated to the United States quite early, but it's lovely to be on this land where my roots are maybe mm-hmm. are part of my roots, and raising my children here and hearing them speaking German, and just also again this story and how the story is unfolding, my story, my ancestors' story, and how coming back and so that's a part of my life, of my location and how I'm feeling connected to this land and this place where I'm living. That's I think a very good start. I mean, I love teaching singing here and teaching vocal work here in Germany and in Berlin. My life is just one international world. I had a workshop the other night, and it was just felt like people were from everywhere. It's really lovely to be in this place to feel all these different energies, hear these different voices and different accents, and to see how when we all come together and sing, how powerful that is and how connected that is. So that's also another, I guess, driver of my work the moment too. So yeah, I could go, I could tell you many stories about myself, but you know,
if people are interested, you can hopefully come to more stories a bit later. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. But thank you. It's so true. The connection that comes through singing and the voice. And yeah, as you know, also one of the reasons why I started this podcast. And for those of the listeners who haven't listened to the first episode yet, you can get to know more about how I met Candy and how I started and why I started this podcast there. Yeah, right. Then let's move on to the mantra that you are bringing to us today. Which one is it, and what is the meaning of the mantra?
Om Mani Padme Hum. And this is a mantra for compassion. And it's a mantra I cannot remember when I first learned it or who taught it to me. I've been trying to think of this answer, but it was one of the first mantras that I ever learned and that I had ever sung. And I felt very connected to it. It's beautiful. The words, Om Mani Padme Hum, they feel so open, but yet so gentle at the same time. Mm-hmm. And in a direct translation, of course, the words can be translated in many ways. And so I actually have two sources of their translation. And so often when we sing mantras, I think what's so beautiful about their power is that even if you don't know the meaning, you feel the meaning. Mm-hmm. And this is something I think with a lot of the ancient songs that have remained and have been given to us, it's that way that, you know, even if you don't know the exact meaning of these words, you feel them. And that's part of their power. But for those of us who love to know what things mean, which I'm one of them, Om, of course, is such a sacred syllable, the sound of all things. Mani, actually I have two different translations, and I love both of them. And I think you can even think beyond the words to connect them. It's quite philosophical. Mani is the heart or mind, or jewel, or bead. So I'll let all of the listeners meditate upon that.
Yeah.
Padme can be translated as peace, or the lotus flower, which we know that the lotus is a symbol of peace, and hum, spirit of enlightenment, or hum can also be we are. And actually, when I say that, I have this really amazing feeling of excitement that goes through my body, because maybe with that feeling of we are, that is the enlightenment, you know, that we are here, we are together, we are beings on this planet. And I think that this is when these mantras get to be quite exciting. Om Mani Padme Hum is coming from Tibet. So it's a Tibetan Buddhist mantra. And the Tibetans believe that just even saying this prayer, Om Mani Padme Hum, silently to oneself or out loud, it holds so much power, and it invokes this attention to love and compassion. They also say that even just looking at the written form of this mantra, it's said to have a very powerful effect, and to have this effect of radiating out compassion and love. And I've never been to Tibet, but when researching this mantra, I've read that it is carved into stones known as mani stones, mm-hmm. or it's written onto paper that's inserted into prayer wheels. And then when someone spins the wheel, it's said that also then this effect, this outward mm-hmm. effect of reciting the mantra and the power that it holds, it goes out into the universe. So with that mm-hmm. knowledge, then I know that when we sing it, when you sing it together in a group of people, the power that it has. And I think you can feel that when you do sing it in a group of yeah. people.
Yeah, I really like that. I have the image in my mind of from this wheel, the sound vibration or the yeah vibration of the mantra radiating. And mm-hmm. also, of course, when we sing in a group, like as if it radiates through the room and beyond, much beyond. And yeah.
Yeah, and also that wheel, I like that, that's spinning because it also spirals from mm-hmm. us. You know, out.
Yes.
So amazing.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, and in one sentence maybe, or what could be different translations now of the mantra as a whole? Or maybe one translation that you feel most connected to?
To me, I feel if you would just say in one line that Om Mani Padme Hum is the embodiment of love and compassion of the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need that.
We do.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So now we are very curious why you picked this mantra to bring it to the podcast, and what is your personal experience or connection to this mm-hmm. mantra? How did it come to you, or what has moved in your life and still moves in your life?
Well, like I said, it's one of the first mantras I ever learned, and I think it found me, which this happens, I think, in our lives, especially with songs. They find us. And this one found me actually as I began to move my work into my vocal work into more of a holistic embodiment. And when I sing it, I feel so connected to my heart. I feel so connected to the earth. It's also a song that I sang. It's the mantra I chose to sing every day during my first pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And it's very beautiful. My oldest son, when he was very young, he would often say, "Mama, can you please sing Om Mani Padme Hum?" And I would always sing that to him to go to sleep. And so I have this connection of this dear child and singing Om Mani Padme Hum to him. Om Mani Padme Hum. And now I also share it. I mean, if you work with me in all of my workshops and also with, I do a lot of prenatal singing, and the mamas always seem to be very connected to this mantra as well. And so I chose it because I feel that it's one that soothes, kind of like a lullaby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Tibetan Buddhists, you know, they refer to it as prayer, which actually all mantras are prayers. And I know that word can sometimes turn people off, but if you think of prayer as an offering to give out of yourself to another, and also to receive, mm-hmm. when you receive that prayer, I think that it's very enriching to the soul and to the heart. And I chose it because I just find it to be the mantra I connect most authentically with, that I feel the most deeply when I sing it. And it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think we also, like you said before, the world needs to have as much compassion and love as possible. So I'm happy to share that from my voice when I sing this mantra. Happy to give that. Yeah.
Yes, totally. And I think what you mentioned is one important aspect of all mantras, that at the same time by singing it or even without a sound, thinking of it, you transmit the meaning and you spread the effect within yourself and to the world. And at the same time, you receive the same quality. And it's so beautiful, right? It's exactly. Like a giving and receiving through every mantra.
Beautiful. That's also a powerful quality of singing in general, and then especially when you add the mantras in, you really do feel that give and receive.
Yeah,
the vocal gift. Yeah, gift of the voice.
Yeah. So it has this effect on your son, the calming and soothing effect. And is that also what the other women you work with tell you, that they use it during pregnancy and maybe also as a lullaby?
Yeah, definitely. For their children? And also, I know when I say, let's sing a Mani Padme Hum, I see everyone's faces just brighten. We get to sing that mantra now. It's, it does have this effect of joy. And I think it's also because, like you said, when you are sending out blessings, you yourself are blessed. And I think the heart really feels that. And I mean, what else is the point of life? So this mantra, I think, embodies it all. And
I love that. When you are sending out blessings, you are blessed. Just it says it all. Wonderful. Okay, now we want to listen to it, of course. We want to also experience it and feel, not only talk about it. So I'm very happy that you're sharing now your beautiful voice and also with the guitar.
Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum.
Thank you so much. I always love to keep a few moments of silence just after the mantra to absorb the effect, the sound.
That moment of integration, that moment of the void. I definitely recommend when you sing mantras to everyone to allow yourself that space afterwards to notice your breath, notice the quality of your mind, notice how you notice these things, and also to give reverence to the song and the words and the meaning.
Yeah. I'm sure we all feel more compassionate now and more loving. I definitely do.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay. Do you currently have a spiritual practice? And if yes, how does it look like? And how are mantras part of it or part of your daily life?
Singing is definitely my main spiritual practice for sure. Also, giving gratefulness is a very big part of my day. Gardening is a spiritual practice for me. I love to touch the earth and to tend to the earth. Mantras come to me. I'm very lucky because I sing them in my work. So my work is also this spiritual practice. I'm very lucky. I always begin my day with a song. Depends on who wakes up first, my children or I, on which song that is. But
which song was it today?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be alive, because they were still sleeping and it was almost 8 o'clock. But I definitely. I love to have a practice. I love to do yoga, of course. That's part of, I would love to do it every day. I'm aiming to do it every day. And then following the practice, having that moment for humming, connection, and then singing a mantra, whether it's Om Mani Padme Hum or another very powerful, simple mantra. I love to hand over heart, hand over my solar plexus and sacral chakra, that area, to also check in with my breath and breathe in this beautiful air and sit with the sound of my voice and the sound of these mantras and their power. I try to weave the spirituality throughout my day. Then it keeps me in awe of what's around me. I think that's the practice of awe and the practice of noticing beauty and honoring the small miracles that are around us every day. I think it helps me to stay sane and helps me to stay, to keep honoring this earth that we're living in and in these times too.
Yeah. I think it's so important. And I think mantras are such a good tool, if we want to call them like that, to remember this and remind ourselves by just
definitely
singing or repeating those words.
This is such an exciting podcast because you're going to give people so many different mantras and tools for, do they want to radiate compassion? Then sing Om Mani Padme Hum, or the mantras for tuning into your patterns for manifestation, for balance, for transformation. I mean, it's an incredible resource. Mantras for healing. It's an incredible resource that we have.
And we don't need anything. We have it within us. It's like always available to us. Yeah, it's so wonderful. Okay, one last question. We're already slowly closing. What is one word that our world needs the most right now?
understanding. There's a thousand words in my head, but that one just kept pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You know, I could go on talking to you forever. But yeah, I'm sure everybody could go on listening forever. So for the people who would love to get in touch with you, maybe join one of your workshops or follow your work, how can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Open Voice Berlin. And then that is also my website, openvoiceberlin.com. My name, Kendi Gable, you can also find me there for mostly with more of my artistic projects, but it's also a way you can find the singing healing work. And here in Berlin, there's always workshops and seminars. And of course, in November, a treat for everyone is a retreat that I get to share with you, yoga, cacao, and sound. Mm-hmm. And so that's also, I think, would be a very beautiful introduction to mantras and feeling their power as well with this retreat that we will do together.
Yeah, so, I can't wait for it.
Yes.
Yeah, especially also because, right, the movement and breath is so supportive or, yeah, so such a good preparation for singing. And
yes, they all work very well together.
Right.
But even for those of you who are maybe not able to come to Germany or Europe, there's also a lot of online opportunities when you go to my website. And you can always send me an email at hello@openvoiceberlin.com if you're interested in the work. And I'm very happy to share with you the offerings that I have.
Yes, I can totally recommend also joining the online sessions. I have been an online student of Kendi, and yeah, it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to say or add?
Just thank you very much for having me, Johanna, and thank you to all who are listening. And I hope that singing finds you, especially in mantra form, to feel the resonance of your own voice and the power of these ancient songs.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kendi, for your time, for your voice, and for all the work that you do. And so empowering, and yeah, brings so much love and joy to this world. So yeah, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, dear Johanna.
And I'm sure you will be back on the podcast.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to support the podcast, please subscribe and leave me a positive review. See you soon for the next episode. Johanna.